37. And when he was gone forth into the way, behold, a certain ruler came running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, saying, Good master, what good thing shall I do, that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why call you me good? None is good but one, that is, God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. He says to him, Which? Jesus said, You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, defraud not, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the young man answered and said to him, Master, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Now when Jesus heard these things, and beholding him, loved him, he said to him, One thing you lack. If you will be perfect, go your way, sell all whatsoever that you have, and distribute to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. But when the young man heard this saying, he was very grieved, and went away sorrowful, for he was very rich, and had great possessions. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he looked round about, and said to his disciples, Verily I say to you, they that have riches shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again, and says to them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed and astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, says, With men this is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then answered Peter and began to say to him, Lo, we have left all and followed you. What shall we have therefore? And Jesus answered and said to them, Verily I say to you, that you which have followed me, in the regeneration, when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, you also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And every one that has forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, and the gospel's, or for the kingdom of God's sake, shall receive 100-fold more now in this present time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come shall inherit everlasting life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first. For the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle, and says to them, Why stand you here all the day idle? They say to him, Because no man has hired us. He says to them, Go you also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that you shall receive. So when the evening was come, the lord of the vineyard says to his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do you no wrong. Did not you agree with me for a penny? Take that yours is, and go your way. I will give to this last even as to you. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with my own? Is your eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few chosen. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took again the 12 disciples apart, and began to tell them what things should happen to him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things that are written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man shall be accomplished. For he shall be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles, and he shall be mocked and spitefully entreated, and they shall spit upon him and scourge him, and shall crucify him to put him to death. And the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things. And this saying was hidden from them, neither knew they the things which were spoken. Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children, with her sons, James and John, worshipping him, and saying, Master, we would that you should do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said to her, What would you that I should do for you? She says to him, Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on your right hand, and the other on your left hand, in your kingdom and glory. But Jesus answered and said to them, You know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said to him, We are able. And Jesus says to them, You shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and you shall be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with the two brethren, James and John, and were moved with indignation against them. But Jesus called them to him and says to them, You know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise dominion and lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever of you will be chief, let him be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered to, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many.